From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's the 30th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry, starring Carl Smith.
Don't tease me, don't tease me, don't swing your hips and sway when you walk teasing my way. Don't get too close when you're teasing me. It sends my heart astray. I never gave you a reason to ever start your teasing, so don't tease me, cause I'm no teasing kind. Don't start again if you don't know the rules, cause I've been through that school. If you want my heart and you can play the part, but don't tease me, cause I'm no teasing kind. I never gave you a reason to ever start your teasing, so don't tease, because I'm no teasing kind. Don't start a game if you don't know the rule, cause I've been through that school. If you want my heart and you can play the part, but don't tease, because I'm no teasing kind. Well, thank you, and a great big hello to all my friends and neighbors. We're mighty glad to have you with us tonight, and we're especially glad to welcome all the country music disc jockeys who are here as a special guest on the Opry. You know, tonight is the big night for all of us here because it marks 30 years of Grand Ole Opry entertainment. And, Grant, how are we going to celebrate this fine anniversary?
With an all-star lineup of Opry favorites, Carl, there's Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Del Wood, Chet Atkins, and the entire Opry gang.
And special for all you DJs we've invited, over our friend and yours, Miss Martha Carson. You know, every bit of beauty in this life, you got to take a little of the ridiculous. And this next feller that's coming out here now is headed just how ridiculous can you get. He's Hornwall's number one citizen, the teller of tall tales, Rod Brasfield. Rodney?
Good to see you, Mr. Smith.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Carl, I'm doing a little charity work tonight.
You are?
Yep, there's a family that lives right close to us down there at home. It's just in a bad shape, buddy.
Real bad?
Yep, the old man run off and left his wife and children, see? And the old lady is down sick and can't work. And the kids are all hungry, run around crying, screaming. And then they're about to be evicted from their home.
About to be evicted?
Yeah, they're just about to throw them out. They're just in terrible shape.
That's awful.
So I took it on myself to sort of make up a little money around among the Opry folks here, and I'd sort of help them out.
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe you might like to give a little dab.
Why, sure, Rod. I'd be glad to. Here's $10.
Well, thank you, Carl. Now, that is mighty nice of you, buddy.
Thank you, Rod.
By the way, Rod,
are you a relative of these people, or are you just a good friend?
No, I'm the landlord.
Give my money back here. Say, Rod, where was you and Moon Mulligan going the other day when I saw you?
Oh, we was going hunting and fishing.
Hunting and fishing?
Boy, we went hunting there.
I seen that dog that you all had.
Ain't he a fine
dog? Oh, that was a fine dog. What's his name, Rod?
We call him Corset.
Corset?
Call him Corset.
How come you named it Corset?
Because we keep him tied up all day and let him out at night.
Hey, Carl.
Carl, you ought to see that fish that Moon Mulligan caught.
Caught a big one.
That was the biggest fish I ever seen in my life. I'm telling you the truth. Even that fish's shadow would have weighed 8 pounds. Oh, it was a whopper. I don't know what kind it was.
By the way, Rod, how's your gal, Susie?
Oh, that little honey's boy, she's a sugar ratio.
You know, I never did pay much attention to her, Rod, but I seen her the other day, and, you know, I got to noticing her.
Yeah?
And you know, she's a beautiful girl.
Oh, she's pretty.
Oh, she's pretty. Oh. She's got them bedroom eyes.
Bedroom eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. A pillar under each one. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, old car. That gal is sure modern, brother. She's right in style.
You mean she's done gone hip cat, huh?
Yeah, she's right in style. She went downtown the other day and bought her one of them new dresses. One of them dresses that's made out of wood.
Made out of wood?
Yeah, wooden dresses. That's going to be the latest style this year. Wooden dresses.
I didn't know that.
Susie got the prettiest one I've seen anywhere.
Is there a...
Yeah, it's a pine waist and a red oak skirt.
Why ought to be pretty?
You know, Carl, I was just thinking, supposing a knot hole was to drop out. You know, by Ned, I believe that ought to be looked into.
Get out.
Say, tell me, Carl, how would you find out if a smoking tobacco was cool and comfortable, mild and tasty?
Well, I reckon I'd test it, Grant. Yes, sir, test it right in my own pipe.
Well, now, do you know that Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco?
Indeed I do, Grant, and most fellas know it, too.
You see, PA's got natural tobacco flavor, and Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the mellow, ripe goodness of fine tobacco flavor, locks it in for a fella to enjoy pipeful after pipeful. PA gives a real, mild, tasty smoke every time.
And another reason PA smokes so cool and long burning is because it's crimp cut to pack neat and firm in your pipe.
Fellas, test Prince Albert yourself. You'll like America's largest selling smoking tobacco. In your next pipe or making cigarette, try Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, sir, I'm not going to shag around here and keep her off stage while I make a long, pretty speech. I'm just going to say, here's that grand old Opry gal at RCA Victor recording star, Miss Martha Carson.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Carl. I'd like to say a great big welcome to all our DJ friends who are in Nashville for the great big convention. We're so happy to have all of them.
And here in Nashville for their fourth annual music convention, Martha. And I'm telling you, Martha, these DJs and their friends and all the folks didn't come here to listen to me and you gab.
That's right.
So what do you say you sing them a song?
Oh, I'm ready. We'd like to do our brand new one that's been just released on the RCA Victor label, Let the Light Shine.
Let the light shine on me. Let the light
shine on me.
Number one, you bounce the swing.
Go out to the right with four in line. I'll swing your girl, you swing mine. Right back, four in line, then we'll roll. You come here and I'll go there and swing it down with a curly hair and swing around a couple of four to break it up to the dose stone. A dosey made in the dose stone. It may be the last time, I don't know. In a hurry up, boys, don't be slow. It's chicken to bread and picking out dough. To one more change and on you go. Hey, promenading on to the next. On to the next with four in line. I'll swing your girl, you swing mine. Right back, four in line, then we'll roll. You come here and I'll go there and swing it down with a curly hair and swing around a couple of four to break it up to the dose stone.
Well, sir, we always like to pause in the midst of our grand old opera fun and spend a little time with a serious thought and expressing the fine old sacred song. We hope you like the one we picked out for you tonight. We made a record of not too long ago, and we hope you friends enjoy it. It's called The Works of the Lord. A friend of mine came up to me, and he said, if I could see all the mighty works of God right here below. Then he said, I could believe, and my doubts it would relieve, 'cause I'm the kind of guy that's got to know. I was taken by surprise when I looked into his eyes, for I thought that he could see as well as I had. I said, my friend, just let me show you what the master left below, and by faith you'll surely see it if you try. 'Cause every time the roses bud, and every time the rivers flood, then I know I've seen the works of the Lord. Every time a robin flies, or a newborn baby cries, then I know I've seen the works of the Lord.
Thank you, folks. Thanks a lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, it's real fun seeing Minnie and Rod roll them in the aisles week after week here at the Ryman Auditorium, isn't it, Carl?
It sure is, Grant. And speaking of...
Rolling.
And popularity.
Why, man, that reminds me of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. And why it's the favorite among roll-your-own cigarette smokers. Now, PA rolls real easy because it's crimp cut. It doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. And smokes mild and tasty because Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Specially processed to hold and heighten that fine natural flavor.
And no wonder PA is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Nature in her ultra way, put the flavor in PA. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree, his tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Well, sir, we've rolled out the old piano, 'cause here comes the queen of the country music piano player, Miss Del Wood. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. Things really got to rocking there. Well, sir, I want all you country music DJs to fasten your seat belts and have your track shoes ready just in case, because here comes our grand old Opry man chaser, her gal Saturday, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
And I'm just as proud to see all these fine folks here. You know, I was thinking just now, you can't even get through back here backstage. There's so many fine folks here. And I was just thinking that when I come up here 15 years ago, I never know that it'd be like this in 55. It kind of put me in the mind of a couple at Grinders Twitch. This past summer, they had the 50th wedding anniversary, and they had children and grandchildren and everything just running around, just causing all kinds of confusion. And the old fella looked over to his wife, and he says, "Samanthy, when I stood under that grape arbor and got married to you 50 years ago, I never knowed I was going to start all of this." Now, I'll tell you now, I expect when those fine old gentlemen started picking back 30 years ago, they never knowed they was going to start all of this, I'll tell you. But I thought these here disc jockeys now, somebody told me. I got all excited about them coming down here, see, and I'm still excited. But somebody told me there was disc jockeys coming here that'd just kiss you at the drop of a hat. I sure must have looked clumsy. I've dropped my hat 14 times this fair day, and ain't nothing happened. Makes me so mad. But I tell you now, I ain't been kissed in so long, I forgot whether it's done by drawing in your breath or blowing it out. They say kissing spreads germs. I sure have spent some healthy evenings in my life. I never will forget the first time my feller kissed me. Woo! I thought every hair on my head was a harp and somebody's playing a different tune on every one of them. My brother, he went to a party the other night. My brother did, and they played a kissing game, and my brother kissed a girl, and he never had kissed a girl before. And after it was over and we come on home, I said, "Brother, that's the first time you ever kissed a girl, ain't it?" He said, "Yep." I said, "How'd you like it?" He said, "Well, I don't know much about it, but it's my hobby from now on, I'll tell you." Well, today some old fellers sitting around the stove at Grinder Switch yesterday celebrating Grandpappy Bustrom's 102nd birthday. And they're talking about who they'd like to be buried alongside of. Oh, all of them was old fellers. One of them said, "I want to be buried alongside of George Washington. I think he's a great feller." Another said, "I want to be buried alongside of Abraham Lincoln. I think he's a great feller." Grandpappy sat there a minute. He said, "Well, I'd like to be buried alongside of Marilyn Monroe." They said, "Grandpappy, she ain't dead yet." He said, "You're telling me." Bye, Nancy.
Thank you. That's Minnie Pearl sure is something. And have you ever seen anybody like her? And have you ever heard anybody sing so fine as Martha Carson? So how about another song from Martha, huh?
Thank you very much, Carl. To do one that really paints a very beautiful picture of faith. One entitled, "Lord, I Can't Come Now. There's just too many things I've got to do. Lord, I can't come now. Don't make me come now. Oh, there's just too many things I got to do." They were gathered all around him, a-moping and a-crying. He looked so weak, he looked frail. The old man must be dying. His coon dog licked his hand as it hung outside the bed. But the old man raised up suddenly, and this is what he said. "Lord, I can't come now. Don't make me come now. Oh, there's just too many things I gotta do. Now, you won't pay me too much money for just a little bit more your time, 'cause Lord, there's an awful lot I got to do. Lord, I can't come now. Don't make me come now. Oh, there's just too many things I gotta do." Put out the heat. Well, the old man stood up and
the coon dog wagged his tail.
Yes,
no longer he looked weak.
Oh, no.
No longer he looked frail. He reached for his bible and he looked up to the sky.
Lord, did you send no angel, cause I just can't die. Lord, I can't come now. Don't make me come now.
No.
Oh, that's just too many things I gotta do.
You gotta fix the fence, keep the chickens in.
Gotta read my Bible from end to end. There's just too many things I gotta do. Lord, I can't come now. Don't make me come now.
No.
Oh, that's just too many things I gotta do.
Weeping and moping and crying.
Oh, this old boy is done but dying.
There's just too many things I've got to do. Too many things I've got to do.
Everybody take a look and take a listen over here, because I think you were in for some of the finest picking that you've ever heard. Here's the country gentleman, Chet Atkins. You folks to know that this next song don't have anything to do with the way I feel tonight. I'm real glad to be here.
Thank you.
So proud I could be here and to have all you folks with us. But this little sentiment coming up in this next part of our ballad is our new record that we'd like to do for you. It goes like this here. I feel like crying. My heart is blue. Cause you were making a fool out of me. I feel like crying. Now I'm forsaken, and you have taken the heart out of me. Surprise, I couldn't really believe my own eyes. I feel like
I feel like crying. Now I'm forsaken, and you have taken the heart out of me. No use denying, I still love you. What else can I do?
Big time with you tonight. We want to thank all of our disc jockey friends for being with us for our annual disc jockey convention, our 30th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry. We've had a big time. We hope you've been and had a good time here. We've enjoyed being with you. Cousin Minnie Pearl, our good friend Dr. Lucho, the tunesmith, and everybody on our Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. We've had a big time tonight along with Rod Brasfield and everybody else. But you know, our time's all gone. And we hope that you've had a good time as we did with all the picking and singing tonight. And we want to extend a special best wishes to all of our country disc jockey friends that we said before. We hope that you've had a fine stay in Nashville with the Opry folks. And we sure hope to have all of you with us again next year. All you folks be on the lookout next week now, because we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. And up the driver's seat will there be our good friend Ernest Tubb. And he's bringing along those two fine fellows, Charlie and Ira, the Lubin brothers. Until then, Carl Smith, Sam, thanks for everything. Be seeing you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry.
Why do so many smart smokers make the big switch to Cavaliers?
Because Cavaliers lets you enjoy your smoke two ways. You feel the lightness, the easygoing smoothness in every puff, and you get the rich, welcome taste of Cavaliers' fine tobaccos.
Feel and taste. Light up a Cavalier and feel the smoothness of the smoke. Taste the richness of the flavor. That's the two-way smoking enjoyment you get with king-size Cavaliers.
Yes, that's the special double pleasure you get with Cavaliers. Try a pack yourself, and you'll discover immediately why so many smokers have changed to Cavaliers. You'll discover how smooth and refreshing cigarette smoke can feel. You'll discover that Cavaliers combine this light, easygoing feel with really rich taste.
Pick up a carton of king-size Cavalier cigarettes today. You'll agree that Cavalier is right for you. Because Cavalier gives you two-way smoking enjoyment with every puff. Smooth feel, rich taste. That's a Cavalier.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with a national broadcasting company. This is the NBC Radio Network.
WSM Nashville.